In a few minutes, when the supply of medicine dries up. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A new report says the world economy is not growing as quickly as it was. The Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development predicts less growth than last year, from China to Europe to North America. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The OECD has just downgraded its growth forecast for 2019 to 3.3%. OECD chief economist Laurence Boone says the uncertain outcome of Brexit and China's economic downshifting are key factors in the global slowdown. Then there's the U.S.-China trade war. Boone says even if the countries reach a deal, tensions could flare up between Washington and India, Turkey, or the EU.
All this uncertainty around the future of trade is weighing on business investment, where they locate, where they employ people.
This is a slowing, aging recovery.
Jacob Kierkegaard at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
We shouldn't expect the advanced economies, Japan, the U.S., and Europe, to grow much faster than they are right now.
There are some bright spots. India's on track to grow more than 7% this year. Indonesia, more than 5%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
For decades, the federal rule was that large employers had to report job titles listed by the gender and race of the worker in an effort to combat discrimination. Then, under President Obama, the government said companies also have to report race, gender, job title, along with how much money the various groups are being paid. This pay part was blocked by the Trump administration, but there's been a development. Here's Marketplace's Erica Barris.
This week, a federal judge ruled that the White House's Office of Management and Budget didn't do enough to show that this new disclosure of wage data based on gender and race would be a substantial burden. That was the criticism from industry groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that had said the cost to companies wouldn't have an, quote, accompanying benefit. Reinstating this rule may help the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission better identify pay discrimination problems within companies and industries. If the White House doesn't appeal, the new rule would affect about 60,000 companies and 63 million workers. The National Women's Law Center, which had sued the Trump administration in 2017 for blocking the ruling, in a statement called the decision a, quote, victory for equal pay.
Erica Barris reporting there. Checking numbers, the 100 share index in London is up 0.2%, but the Dow future is down 0.2%, S&P future down 0.1%. We'll get fresh data later this morning on America's trade deficit, and economists are expecting a sharply bigger one. This would mean the U.S. is buying even more imports than the U.S. exports. President Trump likes to see a widening trade deficit of the sort we're expected to see today as a sign of failure. However, many economists would expect the U.S. to buy more imports, given all the economic growth we've been seeing. As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is able to do what we do every day thanks to funding from public radio stations, foundations, corporate underwriters, and listeners like you. Thank you to all the Marketplace investors who've contributed over the last year for helping keep public service journalism strong. All of us really appreciate your support.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
You may have heard today that the head of the Food and Drug Administration is unexpectedly stepping down, saying he wants to spend more time with his family. Scott Gottlieb, appointed by President Trump, has pushed hard for restrictions on electronic cigarettes and is seen as bringing stability to that agency. Now, we think of the FDA as being about safety and its role determining if medicine is safe and effective, but the supply of medicines is also a challenge. Today, a story about drug shortages in America when medications for blood pressure or maybe chemotherapy cannot be found. Sometimes this is caused by an overhaul at a factory or maybe a contamination problem, or it can be economics. Marketplace's Sasha Woodruff reports.
Rowan Price is a regular giggly toddler. The three-year-old is leaning against her hospital bed in North Carolina, cutting out paper shapes. She's here to be treated for a rare form of leukemia. Her first round of chemo meant 10 days in the hospital. Then Rowan needed a second round with a different drug. Her mom, Mandy Price, said the hospital staff was preparing to give her daughter an infusion when the oncologist popped into the room with some news.
We were going to be discharged home because they could not get the chemotherapy drug because it was on back order.
The drug was an older generic called mitoxantrone. One of its manufacturers was reporting delays. Drug shortages like this are more common than you may imagine. Yoram Ungaro is a pediatric oncologist at Children's Hospital at Sinai in Baltimore.
It's not like we treat kids with cancer with one drug. We use regimens or cocktails. And to take one drug out means that you're not giving that kid the life-saving regimen that he or she may need.
There are many reasons why drugs can suddenly become scarce, from natural disasters to contaminated supply chains. And then there's the bottom line. Aaron Fox at the University of Utah tracks drug shortages.
These are cheap drugs. In most cases, there are only two or three suppliers.
Manufacturers don't make a lot of profit on older generic drugs and often decide to stop making them. Keegan Lenahan heads a task force the Food and Drug Administration launched last year on minimizing medication shortages. She says manufacturers may need incentives to make life-saving but not very profitable drugs.
The hope is that we use the levers that exist to keep those actors in the market.
Until then, patients like Rowan just have to wait. Her mom, Mandy, says the hospital tracked down her daughter's chemo drug after about 4 days, but the wait wasn't easy.
What it does to us as a family and to her as a little girl who you have to, like, convince that it's okay to go back to the hospital and convince that it's okay for them to do things that are going to hurt her to make her better, that was the most difficult.
The FDA currently lists more than 100 drugs in short supply. I'm Sasha Woodruff for Marketplace.
And button-down Goldman Sachs says its dress code will get more, quote, flexible. It's not clear what changes will be tolerated now, but the move is seen as making the mega investment bank more friendly to millennial employees. The Goldman CEO, David Solomon, by the way, has a hobby as a club disc jockey. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.